Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Leaders of the legislature's redistricting committee are defending the state's new congressional districts. That's after claims from Congressman Barney Frank that his 4th congressional district was unfairly changed, and he says other incumbents were favored. This week, Frank announced that he's retiring next year, in large part because of his new district. So we contacted one of the co-chairs of the redistricting committee, State Representative Mike Moran, about Frank's claims, and Moran told us the process was fair.
Every congressional district had to receive an additional 70,000, 72,000 approximately people because of the drop-off in the congressional seat. So while nobody likes change, and change can be difficult, everyone had to face a certain amount of change in these new maps.
Congressman Frank said to us today that when he was involved in the initial discussions about the district, he was told that it doesn't really make sense to have Brookline, Newton, and New Bedford in a district. But he questioned to us today, why does it make sense then to have a district that would encompass Brookline, Newton, and the Blackstone Valley? How would you respond to that question from Congressman Frank?
Well, first of all, the Blackstone Valley is certainly closer to Newton and Brookline than New Bedford is, but that's neither here nor there. One of the principles that we wanted to employ in this map was that there was about 1.5 million people that lived in the southeast part of South Shore and Cape Cod region, and there was not a single person that lived down in that area. You know, it's not fair that somebody living in Marion or in New Bedford, the closest congressman they had lived in Newton, Quincy, or Worcester. So what we did is we created a new congressional district, which is the 9th, that allows for somebody from that region to live in that region. That in some way affected Congressman Frank's old district, but I still think it's an accurate depiction of where people live in the state of Massachusetts.
I'd like to play you just a little bit of a cut from our conversation with Congressman Frank. Let's listen.
Clearly, Mr. Mark and Mr. Lynch essentially got districts that were very convenient for them. After the district thing was done, I spoke, or they announced it. They said, here, we want your opinion. I called and said, gee, this is going to put me at a real disadvantage of trying to get my job done. And they said, well, if you talk to your colleagues, if they're willing to make some changes, you can do that. But I spoke to both Mr. Markey and Mr. Lynch, and they were unwilling to make any changes.
Is that typically, I guess what struck me when he said that, Representative Moran, was when the map was drafted, would you say to a congressman, if a congressman had some objections, we'll talk to the other members of the delegation and see how they feel, and if they're willing to shift a little bit, we can redraw the map to make everybody happy?
No, this map was never drawn to make any one person happy. As a matter of fact, if you look at the 2nd congressional district, which encompasses Worcester, where Jim McGovern lives, 60% of his district is new to him. If you look at the 1st congressional district, where Springfield is, where currently Congressman Neal lives, approximately 45% of his district is new to him. And I think, as many others do think, that these maps are good, that they will withstand any constitutional challenge, and that they are more compact than we've ever had in Massachusetts.
So how much, then, would you say that the incumbent members of the delegation influenced the way the map was drawn?
Incumbents were asked at all levels what made their districts and the towns in their districts part of what the uniqueness of that district was. And we wanted to try where we could to keep districts as whole as we possibly could. But at the end of the day, it was impossible to draw a map to do that with all 9 districts.
Representative Michael Moran, House Chair of the Redistricting Committee, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Okay, have a good day.